Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, again, depending on when you are tuning in. This is Vance Rogers, and it's Saturday AMI. We're going to have some fun today, especially Mary in Virginia. She has no idea what's coming down the pike and what I'm going to do, but she already agreed when I asked her to do me a favor. So we're going to do a little reverse of what we usually do, usually about half past or 35, 40 minutes into the call, we cover some announcements, and I want to do rapid fire really quick up front, and then we're going to open up the line, and we do that. Don't do it yet. Just hang on, because I know there's a few of you. We just spoke with Madeline in Cleveland, and I know she's chomping at the bit to share. We want to hear what has happened, what has transpired in the first few days of February. We're in 2016. As a result of the 40% discount or 40% promotion for new customers placing their first order in Meekin's 40-year history that I know of, at least the 23 years that I've been with the company, they've never done anything like this. I don't think it'll ever be repeated again. I spoke with Brenda Ogden, who's the Director of Operations at Meekin, yesterday, and she jokingly said to me, Vance, by the way, your suggestion to go ahead and order some new keyboards to replace all the ones that we burnt up because of the rapid-fire fingers and entering all these orders, that the new keyboards are on their way. So we enjoyed a good laugh at that. Meekin has just some statistics right up front, and this is really all I have to announce, and then we're going to go into just maybe share some of the stories of what you experienced, the life-changing product experience for people that took advantage of this, that some who've already received their product, some whose orders haven't even been placed. But then how do we spin it? You know, a good coach and a good athlete, they discover early on, never rest on your laurels. I remember Jim Dobson, former host and founder of Focus on the Family. He talked about going back, I think it was Cal State or University of California, I can't remember which university he played tennis for, and during his tenure there, they won all sorts of matches and competitions, and he went back years later to either speak or visit the school, and on his way out, he noticed that all these, you know, the stuff, the dumpster was clear full. Well, wouldn't you know it, but all those trophies that he won, that his team won playing tennis for the school, they were clearing them all out. They were throwing them away. And he's like, "What? I can't believe it." And he said, you know, success is fleeting if you get stuck there. You know, we can't rest on our laurels. We've got to move forward. So given as great as it was, we've got people already that are going, okay, that was last month. That's all January volume. That great success of that wonderful promotion, as Dave Stoltz described it, is the greatest prospecting tool that Meekin's ever given us, and it really was. But besides that, we had, I think from the last count, and I haven't double-checked this, three new silvers in the state of Hawaii that we broke out as a result of this. The state of Hawaii's volume, I mean, good glory, good golly, Miss Molly, that's all I can say. The state of Hawaii, the volume in one group alone has surpassed some individual marketing units of Meekin. Okay, I mean, and when I say marketing units, some countries. So it's just been amazing to see what's happened. However, if we keep patting ourselves on the back saying, look what we did. You know, look what we did. 450% customer acquisition increase in the month of January over any other single month in all of 2015. And let me explain that real quick. We had a 450% increase of customers coming into Meekin over December, over November. You go any month in all of 2015, five times the amount of customers were acquired by each of us as consultants. I'm presuming if you're listening right now, you're a consultant, not a customer, but that's fine if you are. You can always upgrade to a consultant. We'd love to have you. Looking at from the premise, in other words, If I normally sponsored, you know, two, which was, it was actually closer to four customers each month, all of 2015, what we did in the last week of January in North America, multiply that times five. So, in other words, every single consultant in North America, multiply times five what we normally brought on as far as introducing and registering customers in Econ. I mean, this is absolutely huge. It's exactly what our former president, and I can say former now, as of last week I could have, but Ben Woodward, what he was hoping, what his intention was a year ago, a little over a year ago, when he introduced the concept of quality enrollment. If we could get every consultant in North America to focus on $500 in customer volume, that was the idea, that was the intent. Not that we would self-consume, which a lot of us had to get out of that rut, myself included. We were so used to buying our own volume and replenishing our own little inventory. But if we could focus on customers, and each and every consultant in North America, he did the math on this, we could take Nikon from where we were to immediately in a year's time to $500 million in sales. That's $500 million in sales. And let me tell you, right now, according to what I'm seeing and what I'm reading and what I'm hearing in the industry, we are right on track. I love the way that Rick Murphy, and if you guys are not in Dennis and Ruth Williams' organization and did not receive is the email that Dennis Williams and Rick Murphy penned on the subject of Raiders, there's some amazing caveats in that. Please pop me an email, and I'd be happy. I may just need to send it out to our group list. But Rick put in there that we have a potential of 6 billion customers with the model that we have now. That easy access, no fees to join. Even our I was explaining this to our piano teacher yesterday when she comes every week and to teach the girls. And when I explained to our new model, I mean, you got to see her eyebrows go up. And she knows nothing about Nikon, nothing about network marketing. Sure, she's a product user, but not even as a registered customer. The point I want to just really drive home is what took place in the last week of January was unparalleled. And one of the things, and let me kick it off by saying this, I don't have any announcements. The only one that I want to share is as of sometime yesterday, I don't remember the time, but when Gisela Stevens had called Nikon to help get one of her orders processed, they still had over 1,000 orders to enter in. So if you've got an order that you emailed in or faxed in right at the midnight hour or the 11th hour, and it hasn't been processed, there's a reason. They still haven't. So they were working a little bit, I think a little overtime or a little later last night to try and finish it up, but some of them are going to spill over into Monday. So hang tight if you've got an order. They were hoping that they'd still be able to backdate everything to January, but they're not sure. So there still are some orders that are out there. And if push comes to shove and it doesn't get in, contact your upline. Let them show you if you don't know how to utilize the PWP discount code that's on the website, which will be going away, by the way, in March. You should have all received that email because it's not serving us. Some of us are still, unfortunately, giving away all our profit. And that's not the idea with a restructured price list in what we have. I mean, a $249 waterfall, we do not need to give away the $50 profit we make as consultants and allow people to buy it at cost. That's really quite ridiculous, and we don't need to be doing that. It's actually really wrong. If you're in Nikon as a consultant, you're in it to make money. You're in it as a business. You're in it to share these products and these solutions with other people. Stop giving away your profits, okay? You pay the $99 to join. You pay the $79 to renew. You deserve to generate some income out of that. Okay, this is a business. It's not a hobby. Okay, so that's why that's going away. But on that note, this month, if you missed some of your orders getting in or whatever, and they're going, I don't know what happened, blah, 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 we can show you how to give those people almost the deepest discount they received. So on that note, just hang tight. There are still some orders out there. I want to share really quick, because Sandy Martin couldn't be with us this morning. She is actually teaching English to her Japanese friend. She shared last week, and this is my intent for the call today, the rest of the time that you guys want to be on the line. Professor Mary Bowser of Shenandoah State University, I think that's the name of the college that you teach at, she has agreed, she doesn't know what she agreed to, but she has agreed a few minutes ago to guest host for me this morning. In 9 minutes, I need to walk out the door to get somebody to a very early morning basketball game. And my wife is doing college tours right now in Oklahoma and Texas with our daughter and three of our nephews. And I have to get out the door because I am playing Mr. Mom this morning. So Mary has agreed, and I know now she's going to say, Vance, I had got to go out the door. I'm not going to do any of that. All I want you to do, Mary, is keep the ball rolling and just keep the ball rolling. So here's my intent for this morning's call is what happened? What are some of the success stories, whether it was product experience, whether it was volume? That's been the greatest thing for us is seeing people like Sandy who have planted, who have watered, who have fertilized, who have, you know, refertilized and rewatered again, all these amazing seeds that she has put in the ground of Nikon information, of product demos, of, you know, loaning product, and this, that, and the other. And to see what took place last weekend at the very tail end of this promotion. And what she shared last Saturday, really quick as a recap, she loaned one of her friends from a Bible study that she's a part of. She's in her 30s. Her husband's in his 30s. He's an avid runner. And three or four kids, I can't remember, but recently at the Cleveland Clinic, one of the more reputable hospital institutions, teaching institutions in the United States, actually in North America, he was recently diagnosed with some form of ALS. Well, she shared a story at Bible study one morning, or one evening, whenever it was, and Sandy said, hey, why don't you give this to your husband? Loaned him the power band necklace, okay? And as a result of that single act, he put it on, and within seconds, started getting range of motion, started experiencing range of motion that he had not experienced in a very, very, very long time. I mean, it had been months. Here's a guy, again, avid runner, physically fit, but his legs would give out. He'd lose ability to move his arms in the way that, you know, you'd think as somebody of any age should be able to do. And as a result of that, the sister-in-law, Barb's sister-in-law, Cindy, I'm looking at her order right now, the subtotal on $1,608, sleep system, pillows, comforters, jewelry, M-stripes, M-steps, necklace, power band wrists, an air unit. All because she got to witness, actually didn't even get to see, but just heard the story of her brother-in-law experiencing immediate results with the power band necklace. And I thought, what a great example. I understand. I've dealt with texts, emails, phone calls. I understand it's frustrating when you can't get a hold of Nikon because they're doing overtime and processing all these orders and they had to shift all of the typical call center employees over to order entry. I understand it's frustrating when you can't get in. But look at the good that's come out of it. 210 waterfalls alone in what I call Team Hawaii in the Fujioka Lapina group in Hawaii. Hattie knows exactly what it is. She turned around, looked at me and said, Hawaii, with a big smile on her face. 210 waterfalls, nearly 100 shower heads. How many families are going to be impacted because of those 210 waterfalls? I look at an order like this. What is the difference in the quality of life that this couple is going to experience? All because Sandy Martin loaned a power band necklace and they were able to take advantage of this 40% discount. I mean, it is absolutely explosive, the ripple effect that is going to impact not just North America, but the world as we know it, as far as what we can do as literally wellness ambassadors and branching out there. It's going to have a ripple effect for months and possibly even years to come in 1 week's time, 1 week promotion. And I just can't, I mean, I'm chomping at the bit because I was on the phone last night before we ran out the door for a piano recital with Royal Diamond Dave Stoltzfus. And if you have not listened to that recording of the call you did a few weeks ago with Dave Johnson. I implore you, you want to hear about, here's a gentleman, here's a couple, Dave and Ellie, who've really enjoyed the fruits of their labor for the last probably, what, 7-10 years, that Royal Diamond check that they invested, that they worked very, very hard for. And now, his drive is, he told me last night, Vance, I've got my plan. I've already penned it out for the next 6 years. I will build to Royal Diamond all over again. I will build and help 6 people go platinum. We will do this. We've already... And Dave is not a spring chicken. He's not in his 20s when he started in the network marketing industry almost 50 years ago. Okay? But he has got this determination and drive, and he told me last night, Vance, I'm already ahead of what my goal was, of 1 customer a week. That's his only goal as far as prospecting, as far as introducing people to Nikon, 1 customer a week. And I think of other people who, Leon Bates, one of our leaders in Texas, full-time caregiver of his wife, Ruth. And he registered 7, I think it was 7 customers, in fact, in 7 orders. And I'm going, man, what's my excuse? I'm 47. I have no excuses. So what are we doing from here? Where are we going? What's your game plan? So that's the premise. And I'm going to turn the call over to Mary. Thank you, Professor Bowser, for stepping up to the plate. You do need to hit *6 on your phone line so you can guest host for me. And just when you guys are done, whenever you feel like we've run its course with today's call, just say goodbye and it'll stop on its own. But what I want you to share, and please don't be shy. And Mary, maybe you've got, I know you've got some stories, because you, what did you, how many orders, you faxed in 6 yourself. The top in the Rogers organization was Lisa Hazelgrove with 19 orders. 19 orders she was able to fax in. And right behind her was Barb Satterwhite with 18. The average of the Team Rogers mentees was, I think we figured out it was like 9 or 10 is what we were able to pull off. So we don't necessarily want to know how many orders you were able to fax in, although that's great if you want to share that, but what were some of the success stories or one story that took place as a result that just boosted your confidence? And as Madeline shared just a few minutes ago, Madeline, I'd love to call on you first if you want to hit *6 on your line. You said you had a gold that was qualified or hit over 3,000 in volume or something like that. Share your success story, but then right behind that, right on the heels, and if we can do this in 60 seconds or less, that'd be great. I know I took way more time than I wanted to here, but where are you going from here? How are you going to springboard? This is
actually
literally a springboard.
Dance, only before you leave, I'd love for you to listen to this.
Okay, I'm all ears. You got 1 minute.
Okay, for the gold, Maria is an MS story. And she's had 3 MRIs where they can't even find the plaque. And she has been active in her ministry, able to do her regular job full time, and really didn't want to be a network marketer. But she loves retail sales. And so with the people that she serves in her faith and in her community, price was always an issue. So when she called yesterday just to check why were the orders processed and said that she had 3,000, I had absolutely no idea. But she had a call with me 2 weeks before, and so the 3,000 were sweet systems and water. Now, Maria has been a gold for 11 years and wasn't even regularly on auto ship. She would order the Green Zymes, the total wellness home. But just her MS story is powerful. And then the next thing that I'll mention, because of that ALS story, I have an executive under a silver whose husband had ALS. And she had placed an order recently, so I got a hold of her to let her know about this. And here, she's recovering in Arizona. He finally died. And I didn't know that. But he had 7 years. He had an insurance agency, and until the last few months was able to work. And she said he died peacefully in his sleep in bed next to her. Now, I've been a nurse 50 years, and that kind of hope, especially with these chronic degenerative diseases, and oftentimes many families not healing because of the overwhelming care needs that they can afford. So truly, the impact on the lives of others, and I'm so glad to hear, to be able to share that this morning. And so,
Madeline, before I have you share, before I know you're ready to share how you're going to springboard for the future, I know you're ready to share. I wanted to say this thing because somebody, Sandy Martin, asked me in an early email this morning. She said, Vance, I'm hoping you're going to talk about follow-up. You know, in the real estate industry, the three most important words are location, location, location. The three most important ingredients to French cooking, butter, butter, and butter. All right? The six most important words in our industry are follow-up, follow-up, and follow-up. And we have an opportunity, and if William Todd challenged Linda Morris and anybody else that was listening on the Morning Rev Tuesday, early Tuesday morning, he said this, that follow-up and follow-through. Discipline equals freedom, but self-discipline requires action. And when you look at the seeds that we planted, that all of us in North America, even if we only faxed in one order, or one of our customers faxed in one order, we talked to somebody. You know, Lord forbid that we'd actually talk to somebody and shared Nikan with them and told them about this promotion. Because I talked to a lot of people, but they didn't respond, or they just said, no, I'm not going to do it. With that, those are seeds that have been sown. And the laws of nature, the laws of God, I don't care what laws you believe in or you don't believe in, but it dictates that when seeds are sown, they have a gestation period. We don't go kick the ground to make sure they're still there. No, we water, we fertilize, and they will bring forth a mighty major harvest. We have to tear down that terror barrier and say, what do I do, or what can I do? What should I do to follow up with these people? The biggest thing that we can do to follow up is just say, thank you. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for taking advantage of this promotion. Thank you for investing those 210 families in Hawaii. Thank you for investing in your family's water needs. And with what's taking place in Hawaii is exactly what's going to springboard in towns like Flint, Michigan, 100,000 people that are going to be impacted. It's already started. We've already got a team in place on the ground, boots on the ground, and they will make an impact in Flint. Just mark my words. It's going to happen. And it's going to happen because we understand those six magic words in this industry. Follow up, follow up, and follow up. So don't be afraid to say thank you to all of these people. And Madeline, take it away. And then Mary, I do hope you've hit star six. I do hope you're on the line because I'm out of here. I got to get out the door. And next week we will hear the stories from Logan, Utah. I know I mentioned that last week, that, you know, the lowdown from Logan. I got several people that I've been in contact with that really are chomping at the bit to share their experience. Not what they learned, to share their experience with what took place in Logan, and to segue that into those of you who can take in Orlando coming up in 2 months. But please, Madeline, take 60 seconds and share what you're going to do from here, where you're going from here.
Okay, I'll be brief, and it's a pleasure to be on with Mary Bowser. I'm just becoming a good friend of hers on the Platinum Alliance, and so this is a true honor. You mentioned terror barrier and follow-up. Well, for me, 1,500 points and 12 new customers was 100% improvement because I was in the wave two that William Todd presented, and that was sponsor, sponsor, sponsor consultants in the wholesale buy mode because I'm in the 15-year downward curve, and that's what we were taught to do, and that's what I was doing. And so for me, that was breaking through a terror barrier of the retail sales frame of thought, the major paradigm shift. Secondly, as a leader, I knew that I had to role model that if others were going to follow me. And it's been quite exciting. But the surprise for me last night was Maria. And I'm so ecstatic because I know how many lives that she can impact. And she didn't want to do it through a network marketing model. She has always, any products that she has sold and other lives that she has touched in the past have been the retail model. A few with getting their own memberships, but that's basically all they did was to be able to get the better price. So the follow-up notes, the thank you notes, I'm planning. I have all that my job today. I have thank you notes out, and I'm going to write them and mail them, as William suggested to Linda Morris, and take that extra time to do it that way. I have been in touch with a lot of others who fell off, who are excited about this, and so I plan to do a two-approach strategy, and one is to focus on continuing to bring in the new customers, and with that, sorting for those who also would like to become a collaborative entrepreneur, because we do know that we need new leaders, and so I'm going to constantly be sorting and asking those questions, more importantly, listening. So for me, one of my learning needs is to listen more, and with this amount of activity, I must listen more and talk less. It just happens with the activity. And so follow up, and the lesson that I would leave for me personally is breaking through the terror barriers, whatever it happens to be for us. And as Dave Johnson has said so often, a little bit of activity helps just to move through whatever terror barrier we may have. You're talking to others, you're listening, whatever it happens to be, that 200-pound telephone, and then the follow-up that I can easily talk to people and contact people and develop relationships. I have boxes of contacts from booths that I didn't follow up on, and they're in my pile also. So I plan on doing some prioritizing and sorting, and I'm sure there are many other listeners out there today. We have contacts. We already have contacts of people that either purchased something, we met at the booth, we met somewhere. It's very easy to go back and follow up and say, remember, and then ask a few questions and listen to determine the interest, and then say, guess what, where the prices are now and how easy it is. It's probably over 60 minutes, and I won't say anything else, Mary. I'm sure there's others that would like to comment or share their excitement. Are you there, Mary Bowser? Oops, did we lose Mary?
I'm here. Thank you, Madeline. I appreciate all of the insights that you share, and I think many of us share the same thing. Are there others who want to tell what happened in that January flurry? We I know, have more success stories.
Is it pound five for others to come in, Mary?
It's Star Trek.
Oh, Star Trek. Hi, this is Pat Kelly from Gary, Indiana.
Hi, Pat.
I've been in Eaton for 20 years, and I had 9 orders last week. That's the first time in 20 years I've had that much. And so it gives me more confidence that there is a way, and I'm working with Dave Stoltzfus as well, and my two friends and I are looking at crossing the stage at 81 as Royal Diamonds.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
I'll be right down with you. I hope a little before 81.
Yeah. I'm not going to wait till 81. Sounds good. I know there's some other people out there other than Pat and Madeline.
Okay. Right over the border, Gary, Indiana, and I'm west of Cleveland,
actually, Moraine,
Ohio. So David's been here in the Cleveland area a lot, so we can do some regional events together.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know that I felt more like that proverbial groundhog on February 2nd when I pulled my head up. Oh, my gosh. It's a whole new month. You know, we've got... at least 4 more weeks of February. So, and plus this year we have an extra day in February. So, let's get going. What else can we do? We need more success stories. Start it.
Mary, this is Mary Lou in Texas. May I ask a question?
Absolutely, Mary Lou. How are you?
Okay, I need to know, how are people that are going to contact others when it used to be consultants that are no longer active, what are some suggestions you might have? Because how do I go back in? I know their names, but how do they know anything about the products? How are you going to get something to them that they'll want to know about the new system?
Absolutely. I'm assuming, Mary Lou, that you've got your personal web page up. Are these people who have access to computers, could they go on your web page?
Some of them have, so that's the main thing. Okay.
I would say that's the way to do it now. This is accessible by anybody. It's up to date, and you've already paid for it, so it doesn't require any more mailing or anything beyond that. If you've got folks that are not on, computers or want to stay away from the internet for whatever, contact them by phone and then see if you can get some other things going that way. Obviously, you would have to mail something. But try the internet first.
And okay. there are videos that you can copy and attach and send out to them, and you can send them the links to listen to these calls. They can call in and
right.
listen to all the calls. There are so many calls that they can listen
right.
to and become excited about.
I think that was the other thing that was so good about what happened in Logan this last month is we feel now that it's not that you can't talk to somebody else who's not your upline. If this is my group, not your group. All that was gone. The people who are at the top of this company are sharing with everyone, from Julie Terra's website to William Todd to, you heard Vance, Dave Stolfus. Everybody was sharing. Rick Murphy's calls and Pathfinder. So, obviously, if you need to talk to somebody that you think would help them or in that area of the country, there's people that we can get access to very easily, and they're all willing to share. That was what was so great.
And another idea that came up on our Platinum call was to have a potluck dinner. Invite all of those people, those that are local to you, just invite them over. And the focus isn't to make it a presentation, but just where are you, what's new, what did you do before, what did you use before, tell us some stories. And then after just having a kind of re-get acquainted, share your excitement and why you're excited. And
right.
then maybe you could click on a little video or whatever and just share it. But to start out doing what we're to do, create relationships and ask questions and create interest. Create some interest from a heart loving. The human being more heart is that. The more that we care about someone else, and that's what they want, how do they feel? And so that part has been so exciting to feel that again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what other success stories are there?
Quiet group today.
There's a big quiet group. I know.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun?
Your product story.
Yes.
Your product story.
Oh. Somebody tried to get in.
Yeah, this is Pat Kelly again. Since it's quiet, I wonder if anybody has suggestions on ways to move into a 21 club or something like that. Do we need someone? Would a video suffice, or do we have to have somebody sign in and talk to each person?
They don't have to talk to each person individually. That idea of having a potluck, having several people over, and then have your A call in. And that way you might have 10 or 15 people there, and the A calls in at one time, or visually through a Zoom or whatever. But there does need to be somewhere along the way a connection to an A. Doing it in groups and having an afternoon session of doing rollouts and product demonstrations and whatever, making it a fun type party. That's the way of gathering a large group together at a time.
If anybody has not done a Zoom call, I found it was a very easy way to talk to somebody and look at them. And if you haven't gotten Zoom, Z-O-O-M, downloaded on your computer, it's free. You can talk for 45 minutes. You go to Z-O-O-M.us, Zoom.us, and you can download the software right on your computer so that it's very easy to talk to somebody. And I would download it and have another person download it and then get in two separate rooms or your separate homes and call each other and just practice. It's fun.
And it can be on your iPhone or an Android, a laptop, or an iPad. It's
absolutely
fun. It's nice to see the other person's face and their reaction.
Right. And you can also share your screen. You can share PowerPoints. You can share videos. And you can also record the session. So there's once you just get started on it, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me jump back in here, Mary and Madeline. By the way, you two are doing a fantastic job putting Jenny on the spot here, guest hosting. And now that I'm driving and switched over to the cell phone, a quick another story that came out of Hawaii. One of Alan Fujioka's people, he never even left her home. Brand new consultant. Ordered a waterfall. I think she might have started out as a customer the last week of January. But at any rate, never even left her home, just got on the phone and started calling people. And, by the end of her little search for her, you know, all-out massive action, 24 waterfalls she sold over the phone. As a result of that, partway through it, Alan shared with her, hey, you gotta do a 21 call with all these orders, all this volume. I mean, and that was just the waterfalls. So what they did is Alan started the documentation. I think he might have cheated, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he backdated the former anyway. But he's done them before, so he knew what to do. Got the foreman, got the letter of intent, got all that stuff together. And then after it was all said and done, she called Alan this week and said, hey, I know as a follow-up, you got to do the A work. I was the B, but I did most of the talking. You got to meet these people. Why don't we get them all together, and you can come show them what they bought.
Yeah, and actually that's very legitimate because you have 30 days to do that in.
Exactly. And so all these people, just like Sandy Martin's newest customer, Cindy, they ordered, and, you know, this is an answer to your question, Pat. These people ordered sight unseen. I mean, they didn't have an experience. They didn't have a rollout. They didn't have an energy demo. They didn't taste the water. They just went on the website. They saw the product. They heard what was going on. You know, a fear of loss is a great motivator for a lot of people. Man, I don't want to miss out. If this is what happened to my brother-in-law, as recently diagnosed with ALS, if he got, you know, this kind of results, I don't want to miss out. I mean, because it's just supernatural almost to the point of being miraculous. We're not making medical claims, by the way. Let me just drop that little caveat in here, like we always do. The results people experience with the Nikan solutions and the Nikan products are purely coincidental. We don't have medical degrees. Well, some of us do, like Madeline. But we're just lay people utilizing what's out there in nature, what God put on this earth for us to tap into. We bring those environmental solutions into our homes and we experience the results. So I know there's lots of other people who experience phenomenal
growth and product experiences last week or as a result of last week. Don't be shy. As we learned from Jean Brock a long time ago, being shy is selfish. Share these stories. You got 19 minutes left before the top of the hour, which, by the way, before you want to jump on and hear, Susan, is it Susan? No, Paige Murphy, and who is the other guest? Linda Morris. Linda Morris and Paige Murphy will be sharing about the two elements on the Morning Rev on Dave Johnson's call in 18 minutes from now. So you don't want to miss that. But before then, hit star 6 on your phone line, and I'm going to turn the call back over to my guest host this morning, Mary and Madeline, and I'm going to go to my basketball game here in a few minutes.
Mary? Can you hear me? Hi. I can hear you. Hi, it's Barb, and we were strategizing yesterday, Lisa Hazelgrove, Sandra B, and one thing we're going to do is a customer appreciation night. Invite all those customers that you signed up and ask them to come. Bring guests and ask them to share their stories.
And oh, wonderful.
We're thinking of doing a customer appreciation night at least maybe monthly. And then the other thing we want to do is just social networking night, which you're just getting different people from different arenas together to meet each other. But if you do it in your home, you have a few minutes just to share what you do. But the whole idea is connecting with people. It's not necessarily giving a long weekend presentation, but you're connecting with people, fulfilling relationships.
Wow.
Hey,
this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. Hi. We were traveling during January, and so I picked up several customers that are not in Iowa, but rather are in Texas and Arizona. How can I find out if there is some kind of event that these people could go to in Arizona? It's in the Phoenix area, Sun City to be precise. How do I find out if there's some other connections that they could gather more information in?
Mary Lou Raritan.
Okay.
Is a diamond in that area. And Vance would know her. Let me see. I would know her email, too. So my email is MadelineRZAW@gmail.com.
She was one of the people on the left.
Yes. Mary Lou's not in Newton anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
But I think what she's done.
Newton is.
Yes.
She's very helpful.
Good.
I can't hear you very well.
That's what
I'm not hearing the names that you're saying. Can you repeat them?
I would say to email Vance that question.
Okay.
Just
hi, this is Jeannie. This is Jeannie in Phoenix.
Hi, Jeannie.
Oh,
Phoenix.
Okay. Hi, I'll give you my phone number if you'd like.
Sure.
602-751-3778.
3778.
And Jeannie, what's your last name?
Zedan. It's like a four-door Zedan. Z is in
okay.
Zebra, E-D-A-N.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we might have met before because your name is familiar.
Okay, good. I hope so.
All right. Okay, great. I'll talk to you later.
I have to get back on mute.
Okay.
Look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got 10 minutes more. What other success stories for our words of wisdom?
I'll give you a success story out of Logan from going to the microscopist that was there. That he gave me some tips and ideas, and since we've gotten back, I've dropped 10 pounds and down about 2 inches around the waist.
Wow.
That was exciting.
Now, who is this? I don't recognize me.
This is Steve Profit. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Stephen. This is Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. No, you do. So anyway, it was to me it was very exciting, and this morning I got on the scale and it's at 199.8, and that's the first time in probably 15 years.
Wow. So how are you going to be using that in your follow-up?
I'm just going to, people are noticing that they're going, hey, what are you doing?
Right? That's the best way.
Yeah, they're bringing it up. I don't have to.
Yeah. All right, good story. Anybody else?
So, Steve, what exactly did you do?
Steve, was that with the vital balance?
No, actually, I've been on the vital balance for a long, long time, and my protein levels were way too high. And so he actually put me on a Mediterranean diet of fruit and in the mornings, fruit only, acid fruits, and then to grab the protein and pull it out, and the fat, excess fat that I had running around in my blood, and vegetables, non-starchy vegetables in the afternoons and evenings. So, and now,
you know,
what's that?
What did you use for protein?
Just the proteins are in the spinaches and things like that.
Uh-huh.
There's lots and lots of protein in the vegetable, in the green leafy vegetables.
Uh-huh.
So, but my protein levels were way high.
Mm-hmm.
And so my doctor had told me that, you know, about when I had my physical a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were concerned. And so he said, this will drop it really fast. My acid levels were way high. The ones that cause gout, things like that, they were way, way, way high. And he just said, just do this, and then we'll modify it. Now I've been on that for like a week and a half. Well, it's about 12 days now. So now we're modifying it to add a few other light starches back in and just go and just do a real Mediterranean diet for a short period of time, and then we'll be able to go back to the body balance once a day,
uh-huh.
probably in a couple months. But uh-huh. my levels were so high and my blood was so thick that it was interesting. I was losing my cognitive abilities and memory.
Wow.
And he said that, you know, your blood is so thick with all the protein in it that it can't
wow.
carry oxygen to the brain. So.
Wow.
It's been amazing what this last 2 weeks has done to my brain abilities. It's sweet.
Wow.
I have a friend with dementia, and her diet seems to be largely starch and whole milk. And I'm like, good God. Boy, this is a good idea, Steve. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. The thing that... go on lifestylesupport.org and do a search for coconut oil. We haven't talked too much about it on the new blog area, but if you click over on the old archive calls, you can, if you got a PC, you can do a Control F and do a search. Monty Dietz and Jeannie and Char, but mostly Monty, talked a lot about how the coconut oil and like the palm oil in the KVB helps get rid of the dementia, you know, it helps to alleviate the issues of the dementia, and it's been amazing. And if you have questions, call me or email me, okay?
It's all
fair. Steve, what's your number?
801-910-1528. Uh-huh. And just text me.
Uh-huh.
I work in a call center, so I work Mountain Time 1 to 9:30.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you have to translate it where you're at.
That would be 2 to 10 our time, huh?
Yeah, in Central Time, yeah.
Understand.
And so, just text me, and even if I'm working in the call center, I can still text back.
Okay. You're wonderful. Thank you so much, Lee. Okay, we're at a few minutes before the hour, and do we have another testimonial or things that have happened or follow-up? What are we going to do with all the success?
Well, this is Carol in Wisconsin.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. I was also traveling quite a bit in January, and what happened is just organic conversations and people's needs came up, and I just told them about, you know, the 40% discount and what you can might have to offer. And so I kind of organically just got people becoming customers, and it was just fun to just have that and not think about, you know, having them become a consultant or everything or anything, but just signing them up. So I did 3,000 in volume this month.
Wow.
I know, and it's a big deal for me. And then when I was figuring out how we, you know, the 25% and all that, and I really, on the calls, you know, the Monday call with that had William Todd and Ben and one other person on. Mike DiMuccio, I think. I just really, I was driving, and I just started to cry because it seems to me the leadership, it took something to figure this out. And they really do have those of us who are just kind of, I don't know, want to say starting out, but, you know, not in the higher ranks, that they really do want us to begin to earn income right away. And I just think that the leadership is really spectacular. So I'm really moved by it. I'm just bowled over. And it just, for me, it was so great because I did take steps to just bring it up with some friends. I just said, well, we're all here and we're all going to leave. Can I show you just one thing? And I showed the, you know, the muscle testing with the mag steps, the end strides. And I got one person out of that one. So it was really great. Anyway. That's it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Just a question, Carol. How would you recommend following up with the people that you met in your travels?
Right. Well, I am. I already have. I mean, I've talked with them, yes. But I'm also going to send the thank you notes and just check in with them. And because, you know, it's taking a while for them to get their orders and things like that. And, you know, I'm keeping them, I'm like, there's waterfalls are on back order and things like that. So, you know, I'll be checking in with them. And my main challenge right now is to figure out how I'm going to, you know, continue and really, because it was just so organic because I was with people I didn't really know or I hadn't seen in a long time. And so it was real easy how everything came up. And now that I'm back, you know, at home, you know, how to get to the territory and introduce things. That's something I have to really be working on.
Right.
I
think you exemplify something that Barb Satterwhite said in her presentation in Logan, which is you can get out and about and meet new people every day and just have a conversation and then continue on in that friendship. Kind of way. Eventually it might lead to something, it might not, but just being out and friendly opens the door. So,
right.
That's great.
Right.
Good example.
Yes.
Good example.
Thank you.
Mary, thank you
so
very, very much. Madeline, Carol, Steve, everybody else, I think that was Colleen that shared, everybody that we missed. I found a quiet place before the basketball game starts. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. This is the type of stuff that is so encouraging. And Carol hitting, what did you say, 3,000 and going back. This is what's going on all across North America. People are taking advantage of a new standard that nobody else except for me can has recognized. This is the future of relationship marketing. This is the future of the Direct Sellers Association. Take advantage of, not take advantage of them, but take advantage of the opportunity that people don't want to join to build a business. They may later.
They just want to be customers.
So let's invite them to join. It's free. It's absolutely free. And on that note of the back orders, a shipment, a full container with all nine of the products that were on back order, the waterfall, the Magplex, I know some of the pieces and components of the jewelry collection were on back order. All nine of those items were in that container. And if the event happens, if and when we obliterate what's in that container, there's another one 5 days behind that. So Alan Kudjoka did the math. Based on the size of a container will hold 2,200 waterfalls. Okay? So that's how many containers. Leave it to Alan and his engineer brain to calculate out how many waterfalls will fit into a shipping container. I know it wasn't all chalked floor to ceiling just with waterfalls. There was lots of other products in there. But there at least will be enough waterfalls to fulfill a bulk of the orders. And then what we don't will just be about a week behind that. That's already coming on it in route. It's in the Pacific right now. It's in route to the Long Beach Harbor. So rest assured, they will get their product soon. Okay? They will. This is not going to be a 3 or 4 month delay or anything crazy like that. And when push comes to shove, do as I did. You know, if somebody orders something, like a gal or whatever, a friend of customers, second level to us, ordered some Magplexes and a bunch of other stuff. I happen to have two on hand. I'm smart enough not to steal my wife, especially when she's out of town. Don't do that. Don't take your spouse's or your kid's product. That's a bad thing. Don't do that. But if you got extras, get them in the mail to them, or get them to them in their hands, and then when theirs come, you know, they can repay you back. So have a great weekend, everybody. And again,
Ben,
I know there's lots of other questions.
Yes.
Ben, is the cocoon also in that shipment?
Yes. Absolutely. Anything that was back ordered during this week is in that container that just arrived at the port yesterday. It'll be in the Nikan shipping warehouse on Monday, and those products, those orders will start being filled as they unload it. So don't, you know, and if you guys need other inside intel, information like that, text me, call me, pop me an email. What about this, Vance? Can you get the lowdown on this? Yeah, I do. I built relationships with the employees at Nikan, and they're very, very force-willing with information like that. So have a great weekend, everybody. We gave you enough time to dial in to hear Linda Morris and Paige Murphy talk about the True Elements, and if you've got questions, they're going to answer them about this amazing, absolutely amazing organic skincare line. So thank you again to Professor Mary Bowser for guest hosting this morning, and to her sidekick and ally, Madeline Zaworski. From Ohio. You ladies were fantastic. I really appreciate that. Especially
anytime.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you a little soon. Bye-bye.
Be blessed.